Welcome to episode 88 of the Business in Morocco podcast. Today we are talking with one of our former guests, the founder, owner, CEO of I Love You, a company based here in Morocco, Karim Janan. We had Karim on to talk with us in episode 54, which was back in February, which was before the world changed. We didn't even know it, Karim. We were having an interview in our office here, and we didn't know that the world was about to change very significantly. But a lot has changed since then, and we'll talk about that during the episode. But for those who did not see that episode, could you just give a brief introduction about yourself and your company?
Yes, sure. Thanks, Ryan, for inviting me once again. Always a pleasure to be here. Without the other Ryan, but we're thinking about him from Morocco.
Yes, he's in Canada right now.
Things are, for me, it's kind of steady since the launch of the concept. Business is going quite well. We can say that, given the fact, given the current situation in Morocco and all over the world. So I Love You is also touched by this situation. But we are working on it, working on improving things, on improving the process as well. And the business is growing, the team as well. And trying to do our best actually to at least to make our concept known in Casablanca, which is actually, as I said before, the city where the project has been launched.
So just give our audience a basic summary of the services that you offer.
Yeah, sure. I Love You is a dry cleaning service. It's a laundry service. I Love You pick up your laundry and deliver direct to your doorstep. And it's done through the app, through an application and website, where the client actually just choose the pickup and delivery time, choose the address as well, how he's gonna pay, and we just execute actually what is asked by the customer. So we're offering three different services: the dry cleaning, the shoe repair, but also the tailoring. So three different services on one application.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I've used it a couple times, and you can have you can schedule the pickup and the delivery at the place that you want, right? And you can also pick a window, a time, a 2-hour window where the person's going to come and pick up or drop off the laundry. For me, this has been very convenient because I know like when I need to be at home or when I need to be at the office in order to meet the delivery driver. And for me, that's very valuable.
The real added value compared to, let's say, traditional laundry shop is that the client really chooses actually when and where he wants to be picked up or delivered. So there's a huge flexibility in terms of client experience.
Right. And talk to us a little bit about sort of your philosophy of business. For example, your scooter that you deliver on is electric. Tell us about the culture of your business and what your philosophy is.
Well, today we've realized that 95% of our customers are women. And so in the beginning, we've been targeting men and women as well. I understood that men talk to their wives and women are very active actually on social media. And so first we're targeting both of them. This is in terms of customers target, and related to our strategy, we decided to respect some processes related to the delivery service, like delivering on scooters today. And we've also created a kind of box where we can deliver shirts, suits, for example, in the scooter, which is very, very not time consuming compared to delivering on the car. Related to the products which we use for our services, they are 100% ecological as well, and this is something really rare in Morocco. This is something really rare because more than 90% of the laundry shops are using a product which is really toxic, and so we are struggling not to use it and to deliver the same quality service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard, and it's hard to communicate these different product offerings and the values. And often, you know, having a good impact on the environment, it costs more. I mean, it's more expensive to offer things like that. But you know, you gotta find the right type of customer who cares about these types of things. So you mentioned that 95% of your customers are women. Can you talk to us about your marketing strategy and your strategy for acquiring new customers? What are you doing to make I Love You a brand that everyone in Casablanca knows about?
Yep. What I can say is that the client customer acquisition is decreasing from day to day. That's a really good point. But in the meantime, our marketing budget is also increasing, because we definitely understood that without communicating well on social media, but also using great strategies on Google Ads, on YouTube, on different platforms. To answer briefly to your question, we communicate through Google Ads by using the accurate keywords, mm-hmm. Keywords all related to our activity. But also on Instagram, on Facebook, and also working with some influencers here in Casablanca. Influencers which are really close to our brand.
So what? So 95% of your customers are women. What do they want you to clean for them? What is the most popular product or service that they want you to do for them?
The most popular one is the shirt, but also a lot of customers are asking for the tailoring. In the beginning, they were really reluctant to that, because they were asking themselves how would it work if there is maybe a team member from I Love You is going to come home to take the measures, etc. And we've been able to answer to their needs, and apparently they were convinced on the service, so it worked well. So I can say that it's the shirt, but also the suits.
Mm-hmm. So yes.
It's men's clothes.
Yeah, white. I imagine that one of the reasons that maybe you don't have as many men requesting services, because a lot of people have been told they don't need to go to the office. And I'm sure that you saw that during confinement and even over the summer, that a lot of people who would normally, they'd be getting their dress shirts and their suits dry cleaned and on a regular basis, they just say, I don't need to do this because I'm working from home. Is that still the case, or are you seeing that change a little bit?
Yeah, even if we see a huge traffic jam, we can see that people don't use their clothes in the same way. Mm-hmm. By the way, I've been wondering every day why there is that traffic jam in Casablanca, because I know that there is a lot of home working, home office. And so I'm really wondering how can that happen. But yeah, things are, I think that it's improving, even if stats say the opposite. I think the statistics say the opposite, that Corona is increasing here in Casablanca, but I think that people are more confident. Yeah, they're trying to just to live their life as it should be. And yeah. That's it.
I agree. I think that, you know, we're 7 months into this now. And I think we're just at the point where everyone, we just need to realize that COVID is just, it's here to stay. You know, it's going to be around. People who are older or maybe have health problems, we need to be very careful.
Yeah.
But we have to get the economy going again. We have to get back to work. You know, we can't let all of these businesses fail. You know, businesses like yours that are employing people. You know, I have clients that have had a very hard time in these last 6 or 7 months. And, you know, I think you're right. We need to be careful. We need to be cautious, but we need to get back to work. And one of your service is a great service, because you can stay at home.
Yeah.
Right. You can order your dry cleaning, your tailoring. You guys also do things for you clean furniture and shoes and other types of things. I was looking, as I was doing the research to prepare for the show, you guys have added a lot of services since we last talked. You are cleaning a lot of things. And I just saw here, we have some rideau. So we have some drapes. And so I'm going to be ordering the tailoring of some drapes here after the show, because we need some drapes cut to length. So
more than welcome.
That's new. But what if somebody is looking at your website and they want to have something clean, but it's not on the website? What can they do?
This kind of things happen mainly in the beginning. They just call us. They call the service client, the client service, and they just ask for this item. So that someone in the information system adds it to the platform. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, for some people who, I got used to receive some calls from people asking whether they can order without ordering online. I mean, just doing it through WhatsApp or by phone. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I accept this kind of orders, and people get used to it a little bit. So
in general, when you talk about your customer, what devices are they using? What's the most popular way to order the services on I Love You? Which device, which platform?
Today, the device for which I got most of the orders is the application. Is the app around 65%.
Is that Android or iPhone or both?
I would say half person.
Half,
yeah.
Okay, so Android. These are recurring customers then. If they download your application, they're using your service more than one time?
Yeah, definitely. I got around more than 50% of the customers who really come back again. And that's really a good percentage. So I'm trying also to keep them faithful by either offering some sales.
Yeah. Oh, so like a referral fee,
exactly. Yeah.
A referral fee to encourage people to tell their friends and family members about the app.
That's the referral service, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Great.
So you, as the referral, you can talk to the business to many referee, and each referee win 30 dirhams. And this is, this can be done through the app as well.
Mm-hmm. And what about payments? Are you seeing people, are they willing to use their bank cards, or what percentage are you seeing people pay with their bank card versus in cash on a spes?
Moroccans are really used to pay cash. This is in our habits, but things are getting different. They got to, well, they need to trust actually the business. So, it's increasing from day to day, I would say, but still not enough compared to the cash transactions. Very soon we'll be working with a company for the payment, mobile payment.
Okay. So people will pay through the app?
Sorry?
Or they'll pay with their phone when the driver arrives?
Exactly. Either they pay cash or through the TPU. Mm-hmm. Or using their mobile phone as a wallet. So this is going to be a partnership with the bank here.
Like Apple Pay. So Apple Pay would be an example, I think, that pay with your iPhone.
Exactly. Yeah. This can be used for next transactions as well. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about it. That's it.
So obviously you've faced many challenges in these last 6 months. Because on this show, we like to talk about entrepreneurship and business and really, you know, I'm sure as you would agree, running a business is about solving problems. You know, you have problems and you got to find a solution. You got to do what you can to survive, to increase your revenue, to reduce expenses. So tell us, what has been your biggest challenge over the last few months?
You are so right, because you are solving problems like every hour. And the idea is just to decrease this kind of problems and to, I have a word in French, capitalize. Yeah, capitalize in these problems and to avoid them. And the idea is to define processes to make sure this problem won't be back again. And today, the most, my hugest challenge, I would say, is to educate Moroccan people on using digital concept. Because here in Morocco, we are so used to just to call people and to do things for us. Here what I love you is proposing is something digital that you can use yourself, taking 2-3 minutes, and then your order is completed and that's it.
I will just describe my own experience. It's so easy. You log in, you got your email, your password, you log in, you select your services, you put in your address. You say, I want pickup on this date at this time.
Yeah.
And it's done. And you know, you get a call before the driver's arriving, you know, as a reminder, just to confirm the pickup or the delivery. And, you know, for me, it's been, you know, I Love You has been one of the better customer service experiences, you know, that I've had in Morocco. And we've talked a lot on this podcast about how important customer service is, and how honestly, how a lot of companies here in Morocco, they don't care about it, or, you know, they don't focus on it. And as a result, there's some bad experiences sometimes, but you guys have done, in my opinion, a very good job of focusing on the customer and providing a good experience.
This is really my main objective today is to, well, this is very cliche, actually, by companies saying, I just want to satisfy the client, but yeah, this is very cliche. This is our main goal, is to satisfy the customer first. And of course, he's not going to be satisfied for free, because I have sometimes some clients asking for promo code like every day, but I cannot deliver promo codes every day. So this is a business. the business, sure, the business is set up for making profit. But in the same way, this is really important to be client focused. And client focus means client satisfaction as well, by providing the best service possible. And also the quality must be perfect. So I'm trying to make the quality perfect every day. Mostly to learn from our faults.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for this is something that all businesses have to go through, and it's balancing how much time am I going to spend on customers who are not going to be a good fit, right?
Yeah.
I have clients and we've talked in the past where I'll talk to their customer service people and I'll say, how much of your day is spent talking with customers who are never going to be a long-term, very positive customer?
Which is a really good question.
And they say half of their time, right? So yeah. You got your employees are spending half of their time dealing with customers who are not good fit for your company. You know, so honestly, when you get these requests for promo codes all the time, you know, maybe you can select certain people to get codes, but those probably aren't your long-term customers, right? They're not a good fit.
Yeah, a business is not here to satisfy everyone, you know? We can find different restaurants, but restaurant A is targeting client type of client A or B, let's say, and restaurant B is targeting another type of client. So it depends on the needs, it depends on the budget, it depends on a lot of things. I usually get remarks from clients saying that, yeah, this item is a little bit expensive. I'm saying, yeah, but try it, and then you're gonna see the difference with the customer. I'm always trying to give additional showing the difference through the quality of the service.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to satisfy everyone, and it's not the goal in the same time.
Right. Now, you had mentioned the last interview that we had that you were trying to do some B2B. Work.
Yeah.
How is that going?
It is very slow. We can say that. The B2B part is very slow. But we've been able to sign a few contracts with clinics and some hairdresser as well. Mm-hmm. So this is great. Yeah, I can say that because it enables you to have a steady revenues that enables you to pay actually the wages, enables you to pay the gas, oil, etc. Mm-hmm. So, and then you focus on the individual, on the B2C revenues, B2C clients as well. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried reaching out to restaurants to do like their linens, their tablecloths and things like that, because getting recurring revenue, as you just said, you know, that could be very helpful for the business in terms of having a base of revenue to pay for your overhead.
Yeah. Today restaurants are really looking to decrease their costs. Let's say their customers are divided by two or even more. Mm-hmm. Taking into account also the confinement on where they didn't work at all. So believe me that even the laundry cost, could be a profit for them. I mean, they are really avoiding to pay this kind of cost. So mm-hmm. I'm realizing that they are even changing, the material of their linen. Mm-hmm. So they don't need to wash it. So they just using a unique, how can I say? Yeah, so So
like
that
a
the client,
cleaner, like a spray to reuse the linen.
Or something that you can use only once.
Okay. Yeah. Like paper or
Something on paper
or plastic
doesn't need to be washed at all.
Right.
So today restaurant is not really the great, the best client in terms of B2B revenue.
Yeah. When we talked last time, you had thought about expanding to other cities. Is that on hold? Are you still wanting to expand?
I still want to expand, but it's in hold in the same time. I found people who would be willing to work with I Love You on the Rabat, for example. I'm focusing on Rabat for now, but I'm working on having a shop here in Casablanca so that we remain digital, 100% digital, but we're going to have a shop here in Casablanca in Ma'arif very soon. And so that we can gain in terms of street visibility and also gain in terms of client confidence.
Yeah.
I realized that, we can work on digital through the app and the website, but some clients needs to meet either the owner or someone actually physical in order to explain how it's going to work. And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be, this is complimentary.
So when I think about your business, I think, what opportunities do you have? And when it comes to mind and I think about your process, right? So you have a customer who has an account with you, whether it's on the website or through the app, and they're doing recurring purchases for dry cleaning or for retouching. And you have a driver who is going to pick up the product and then deliver it. So you have two touch points, right? You have your drivers making contact with the customer at least two times for each order.
Exactly.
I'm thinking to myself, like, what are the other opportunities for revenue here? Have you thought about selling various types of product on your website so that, maybe as I'm checking out for my dry cleaning, you give me a pop-up on the website where it suggests, hey, do you want to buy some shoe polish cleaner? Or, hey, here's a sewing kit, or here's one of those lint rollers, with the Scotch for getting on my suits, getting like pet hair or stuff. Have you thought about ways you can upsell the client and generate some more revenue?
Yeah, this is something we still have not applied yet on the website, neither on the website nor on the app. But that's your idea is really good. We can sell. We've been thinking about some products that can give nice perfume. Actually, these are products that we are using ourselves in our shop. This could be a really good idea, selling not only perfumes, but also there can be some derivative products like, something for the shoes, for the cleaning, for shining the shoes as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, this can be fine for the coming weeks.
So I'm gonna say something here that's a little bit technical, for our audience members who are interested in e-commerce, because you are an e-commerce company. So there's an idea of upselling. So I put something into my cart on your website, and before I check out, before I pay, there's a pop-up that suggests I add something else to my cart, right?
Yeah.
And this is very common. You'll see this on various websites. So that's one way of doing it, meaning you suggest additional products to the customer before they check out. Okay, that's one way. The other way is you let the customer go through the process, they buy what they want to buy and they check out and they confirm the payment. But you as a website, you retain the payment token And after the purchase is complete, then you suggest other things to buy. And then the customer, with one click, they can say yes. And essentially, the back end of the system goes in and changes the order and adds it after the payment's already been completed. And the reason that I say this is because the second way has a much higher conversion rate.
Okay.
People, when they get suggested products before they check out, they have a higher chance of abandoning their purchase, meaning leaving the website or leaving the app and just going away. But if you wait till they're done, you wait till they've already purchased, mm-hmm. they're already in the mindset of purchasing, and then they're more open to actually adding things to being upsold. So something to keep in mind for you as an e-commerce company, and also our listeners who are thinking about or running e-commerce companies right now.
That's really nice as a initiatives. I think here in Morocco, this is something, I'm not saying that it's not going to work. Of course, it's going to work, and I'm 100% sure about that. But we'll still have to educate people on digital. This is, for me, the main issue. People have to understand the added value. You have to understand the work on the the work that is done by the team, etc. But the most difficult thing, as I said, is to make people understand the real added value of doing that through a digital platform, and also what are you earning, what are you gaining, not to go to the shop, not to get out from your home and going by yourself. I think the real work that has been done first is on digital education before going on detail.
And our audience is pretty digitally savvy. So if you're listening and you have some ideas for Karim on certain products that he should offer to his customers, either on the website or at the moment of pickup or delivery, leave a comment on YouTube, or send an email to contact@iloveyou.ma or to ryan@morocopodcast.com, and we'll publish those on the site and on our Facebook page. And that would be it'd be interesting to see what the audience thinks would be a good item to buy at the same time you're getting your dry cleaning.
Of course, I would be happy to receive their remarks. Sure.
Well, before we wrap up the interview, Karim, do you have any other plans or thoughts about the economy or the next few months as we come into the end of the year?
My plans today are to be able to open my shop in the coming weeks. First, at least this is for I Love You business, and I think that we are getting used to the actual current context and environment, and people are getting used to it. Hopefully, everyone will be cautious. Everyone will wear a mask, but. Yeah, in terms of economy, I really hope that things will be different, and also we'll be able to anticipate government decisions if there are some.
Yeah.
And this is really important for us to take into consideration. So yeah, let's fingers crossed for the coming weeks, and vive le digital.
Yes. Well, great. Karim, thanks again for coming on the show a second time and giving us an update on your business. I'm very happy to hear that things are going well, that in spite of the condition of the economy, you guys are still operating, you're still growing your services and your operations, and I wish you the best of luck, and we'll stay in touch.
Many thanks. With pleasure there. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.